As I left the house, the woman in black was walking the dog. Or maybe the dog was walking the woman. I couldn't tell, because she was standing on the grass outside. The clouds above were dull. The woman in black was free, available, wasn't employed in some profession, unless she was a dog walker. The available woman, blonde hair, had a lived-in face. I'd seen her before. I'd nodded to her before. This time I took a step in the dark. I waved to her, but drove on, so that I didn't have to notice if she waved back. The story I told myself went like this. I invited her in. Well, no, the story began with the end. We made mad, ravaging sex. Probably on the floor of the living room, with the curtains closed. That's how the story began. And the second bit of the story began, "Would you like a cup of tea?" And the woman came into the house with the dog. And the rest is history. You're a very interesting woman. You're a very distracting woman. You're a distractible woman. You're a destructible woman. There's something about the word distracting. Distract, or some word like that, that got me to make the decision to capture that woman. To capture myself with that woman in a poem. I wonder why.